Standing in the pews around me, singing hymns, are about 200 priests and deacons from Middle and North Georgia. They're here today to recommit themselves to their work. On the stage leading this moment in worship is the Episcopal Bishop of the diocese, the Right Reverend Robert Wright. And next to him, on his right, is a rabbi, Rabbi Peter Berg. He's actually the preacher for this service.
As I look out at all the robes that are before me, the words of Monty Python come to mind. And now for something completely different.
So how did this happen? How did a rabbi end up speaking at a Christian ceremony in front of members of the Episcopal Church? Well, it starts with Bishop Wright, the leader of this diocese.
The renewal of vows, it's a great opportunity for me to gather the clergy and for us to make these sacred promises again and again in the places that, in fact, Jesus would have been.
He came up with the idea to make the vow renewal an interfaith event last summer. That's when he visited the temple and worked with members of the synagogue on a meal program for school children.
And it occurred to me while I was here working with the men and women of the synagogue that perhaps an opportunity to worship together might also be a great opportunity for us to celebrate the things we hold in common.
And so Bishop Wright called up Rabbi Berg, the synagogue's senior rabbi. And Rabbi Berg, he agreed, without hesitation even.
I was excited. This gives us the opportunity to welcome our brothers and sisters of faith into our home and to do something together.
This is the first time the temple has hosted an event like this, and it's 150 years here in Atlanta. And Bishop Wright says it's the first time he's ever heard of an Episcopal church holding a ceremony of this kind in a synagogue. But of course, it's one thing to have the vow renewal ceremony in a synagogue.
But how did you guys decide that you would be the preacher for the ceremony?
The bishop asked me, and I have to admit that it's a daunting task to give a sermon on the day in which priests are going to renew their vows.
But he said at the end of the day, they were all ordained, both the rabbis and the priests. And he thinks there are messages in the Hebrew scripture about spiritual leadership that can resonate with people of both religions. That's one of the main things Bishop Wright wanted to do with the event, to emphasize what the two religions have in common. And especially now, he says you only have to read the newspaper to find examples of conflicts, often violent, carried out in the name of religion.
And so any chance we can get together and be connected around the very best of who we really are is important.
I will with God's help.
But during the ceremony, they didn't throw tradition completely out the window. After Rabbi Berg gave his sermon, he stepped aside, and the bishop led the clergy in renewing their vows and in taking communion. As it ended, the clergy filed out through the doors of the synagogue, and they looked, well, excited. I caught up with Reverend Roger Allen of St. James Episcopal Church in Marietta.
We're all sort of watching to see how everyone would react, but it has been embraced, as you can see, by all the clergy and all who are here, and it's a wonderful, wonderful step forward, I think, for us.
And that's the question. What will this mean going forward? Rabbi Berg said he and Bishop Wright will definitely talk about where they'll take this partnership next. But Bishop Wright doesn't want to stop there with just the Jewish and Episcopalian communities.
I think there's a statement to be made with the other sibling of the Abrahamic faith.
He thinks his clergy could pray and worship alongside leaders in the Islamic community here in Atlanta. So next year, who knows? Maybe the Episcopal clergy will be renewing their vows in a mosque. Stephanie Stokes, WABE News.
It's me, O Lord, just standing in the need of bread. It's me, O Lord, standing in the need of bread.
Have mercy.
It's me, O Lord, just standing in the need of bread.
Not my brother,
but it's me, O Lord, just standing in the need of bread.
Not my brother,
but it's me, O Lord. Standing in the need of bread.
Good Lord,
it's me, O Lord. Standing in the need of bread.
Have mercy.
It's me, O Lord.